A man who carjacked one vehicle, stole another, and was only stopped when he collided with a Langley RCMP vehicle, has been sentenced to 5 years behind bars in Surrey Provincial Court. Edward Joseph Bywer, 34, appeared in court on Thursday, July 17, to be sentenced on two charges of robbery, one of motor vehicle theft, and a count of dangerous operation of a conveyance. He pleaded guilty to all four charges in February, and four other charges were stayed by the judge. According to the Surrey Provincial Court Registry, Bywer was sentenced to 5 years in prison for the first count of robbery, three for the second, a year for car theft, and a year for dangerous operation. Most of the charges are to be served concurrently, with Bywer serving 5 years overall. He was also banned from possession firearms for life, and had a 10-year driving ban imposed by the judge. Bywer has 566 days of credit for time served already, because he has been in pre-trial custody since he was arrested last summer. He was arrested by Langley RCMP on July 5, 2024 after an incident that started a woman reported being attacked while getting out of her car in the 20,200 block of 64th Avenue. A man got into the driver's seat and drove off erratically. The stolen car caused a three-car collision just blocks away at 200th Street and 64th Avenue. According to the Langley RCMP, the suspect tried to carjack other vehicles, but failed and ran from the scene. As police were converging on the area, reports came in of a 5-ton truck that had been stolen from 196th Street and Willowbrook Drive, and 911 callers reported it being driven in an erratic manner. The truck crashed into several parked cars near 72nd Avenue and 200th Street. An RCMP officer used his patrol vehicle to bring the truck to a stop by deliberately crashing into its front wheel. The driver, Bywer, was arrested at the scene. Before this incident, Bywer had served a 10-year prison term after being convicted on seven charges related to a previous carjacking incident near the Langley-Surrey border in 2014. During that incident, he carjacked and punched a pregnant woman, attempted to rob a preschool teacher, and flung a dog from a moving vehicle.